Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about issues of the day from a biblical perspective, as well as highlights from interviews, conferences, and events. Here's David Smith.
Welcome to another edition of Illinois Family Spotlight. I am Dave Smith, your host today. I am joined today by Elaine and Angela. Elaine, I'm going to ask you to say your last name in a minute here because it's all Greek to me. Elaine is the director, the regional director for Alliance Family Services in Elgin. They serve a big area in Schaumburg. They have an important ministry we want to highlight, and we want to encourage you, if you're in the area, to please support them in word, in deed, in finances, and all these things, because you will learn by the end of this podcast the important work they are doing. So welcome, Elaine and Angela.
Amen. Thank you, Dave. It's such a pleasure to be here. Yes, my name is Elaine Demoulis.
Thank you.
And I'm just excited to be the director here, to co-labor with Christ in this beautiful, fruitful ministry. Praise God. Angela is our nurse manager, and she is just an exceptional individual, godly woman, and skilled nurse. And God has really ordained a beautiful team for us, and I'm so honored.
He does that. So, Elaine, tell me a little bit about your background, and then we'll ask Angela about her background.
Yes, I received my master's in counseling from Liberty University many years ago, and that experience helped me decide that I want to home educate my kids. As I was working with young people who wanted to become emancipated from their parents, I just saw a world of darkness.
Rebellion.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And I wanted something different for our family. But during that time, we were always in ministry. I'm the founder of a ministry called Overflowing Hope, where we go into nursing homes and homeless shelters and other venues and share the love of Jesus Christ.
Amen. And that led you to this pro-life work.
Yes. After my parents passed away, after a number of years of caring for them, and I came into this office and I said, I'd like to start counseling again, maybe as a volunteer. And the director said, well, we need a counselor. Let's hire you. This was 3 years ago. But for a variety of reasons, there weren't many clients to be counseled. Healing is hard work. And a number of women don't want to do that hard work. And we didn't really have the framework in place to encourage it. And so within about 6 months, I resigned. I wasn't going to sit around the office doing nothing. And I was a little upset with the Lord. I'm like, Lord, I was excited about this. What did you do? What's with the roadblock? And so I prayed a lot. And one day I got a phone call in November saying, would you consider being the director? And I jumped at it. I was prepared. I felt like the Lord prepared me because I knew the staff. I kind of knew the inner workings of the office. And the Lord had that for me.
Excellent. Good. Angela, how about you? You're a nurse, and you got led to this pro-life work. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I've been a nurse now. I'm in my 27th year as a nurse.
Wow.
And most of my bedside experience has been in a PICU, NICU setting. I've always had a draw to the tiniest of us.
Well, I've had experience with that because our youngest boy was in the hospital with Down syndrome and a hole in his heart and no rectum. I am very grateful for the kind staff and nurses that were at the PICU and NICU.
Yeah, it's definitely been a passion of mine since my earliest memory. I've always been drawn to the littlest of us. I was not a follower of Christ early on in my career. I've only known the Lord since about 2013. And through that, redeeming my family, redeeming me, I stepped out of nursing to raise my children. I have three children. But I continued to serve Him in a nursing capacity through the church. And about 4.5 years ago, I came to learn about the ministry here and was also looking to get my foot back in the door as a nurse. My youngest were then in high school, and so I felt a pull to come back into nursing. And it was a beautiful opportunity to bridge my faith with my skills. And so I came on to the TLC staff in 2021, learned ultrasound, and served.
Fantastic. That's such an important tool. I like to tell people, and I'm sorry if I'm interrupting, Angela, but
no, it's good.
The ultrasound is such an important tool to give women full disclosure, literally a window into the womb to see that it's not merely a clump of cells. It has hands and arms, fingers and toes, and maybe even some other things you can see. I don't know. it's very cool. And I know that the stats I've heard, like 80% of women who see an ultrasound picture of their preborn baby choose life. I don't know if that's your experience, but it's encouraging.
It is very encouraging. For various reasons, I stepped out for a season and the Lord called me back to this position, and I'm just fired up and excited to be leading this medical team.
Well, I am very grateful for you ladies that are doing this. So important. Tell me a little bit about Alliance Family Services, what you do and why you do it. Who are your clients?
Alliance Family Services is an exceptional organization, and we are so grateful for the opportunity to be a part of their family. They have a wonderful model that makes it possible for each pregnancy center to focus less on paperwork and more on our clients. And okay. So we're just thrilled about that. We basically provide medical care, mentoring, and material assistance, if that's kind of the umbrella. We love women. They come in, they're vulnerable, they're scared, they want options, they want help, and that is what we do.
Right. So they're scared because they have an unexpected pregnancy. They're not sure how to handle it. And so they turn to you. And I suppose that's where some counseling comes into effect, right, Elaine?
Absolutely. I love mentoring these dear women. Some of them don't have one person who can give them a word of wisdom.
Hmm.
Not one person in their life.
Hmm.
In fact, they'll have people who will advise them horribly on things that they should be doing. But not only do they come in here with an unplanned pregnancy, but we're seeing a lot more history of abuse in their backgrounds. And so that just makes
things... Are we talking physical abuse, verbal abuse, mental abuse, sexual abuse, all the above?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And that just makes it much, much harder.
Sure,
obviously.
Broken people.
From the medical side of Alliance Family Services, we are a holistic clinic model. So we aim to care for mind, body, and spirit. And so in every appointment, we address all three areas. Counseling for the mind, reassurance, taking care of the body. Things happen during pregnancy. You know, we want to make sure they're educated, that they're in a health, that it's a healthy pregnancy, it's a viable pregnancy, and
yep.
Spirit. And so anybody that is accepting and gives us permission, we share the gospel with them and the hope and the hope of Jesus Christ. And that really is the only way forward.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That would probably soothe a lot of their concerns, their fears and anxieties, right? If they had a relationship with Jesus Christ. So to that, let me just ask, how many of your clients are unchurched, would you say? What percentage of crisis pregnancies come in, they don't have a home church?
Many of them. I don't have a percentage. I don't know if Angela does. That is one of the most important parts of the mentoring session, is trying to get them connected with a local church.
How many of them are young ladies versus maybe in their 20s and 30s?
Well, our biggest demographic is 18 to 26. We see fewer and fewer high school students, more college age, newly graduated age would be the majority of the women that come through.
And these women probably know exactly the consequences of unprotected sexual activity, but they want a second choice, right?
Yes.
And so they're looking for solutions to the unexpected pregnancy. How many of them would you say are abortion-minded versus maybe adoption-minded, maybe keeping the baby?
Very few of them are adoption-minded. I think in the 4.5 years that I've served here, I've had one woman choose adoption.
Oh, wow.
Right.
That's shocking.
Mm-hmm.
So they either keep the baby or they turn to abortion.
Yes. The comment that we usually get is, I would rather abort than give my baby to someone who would abuse it.
So that does play a factor. The whole background of these women, I can see, I get it. I don't agree with it, but it certainly does make sense, doesn't it?
You know, I don't know if you've heard, but approximately 75% of women are report feeling coerced to have an abortion.
Yeah.
But if they had the support that they needed, they would keep their baby. And we give them the support that they need.
Amen. So, I mean, there's a big key right there.
Yes.
Alliance Family Services is providing that support. And I love what you said, Angela, holistically.
Mm-hmm.
Holistic support for the woman in a crisis pregnancy center, that at your center, coming to seek for help. That's terrible. The church should do a better job, I personally, but I am so glad for your ministry. Do you have like a busy season, or is there is there a constant flow coming in? For those of us who may not be familiar with the day-to-day operations of a crisis pregnancy center, what does your day look like? Do you have 6 women come in? Do you have 20 women come in? That's my question, especially your area kind of encompasses Elgin and Schaumburg. Where else? Am I missing some other towns, big towns near you?
Not right now, but we have a mobile unit.
That's right. You do.
We're so excited about that ministry. We've been taking our mobile unit down to Downers Grove, where there's an abortion clinic.
Yes, there is.
We have it set right there, right in front of the clinic. And Angela was just there yesterday. Do you want to talk about your experience?
It was an incredible experience. We have partnered with various prayer groups that meet there to pray on the sidewalk. And they're very fired up to have the mobile unit there because they actually have somewhere to send the women that will listen and not go in. We did have one woman come up on the unit yesterday. She didn't realize she was going into an abortion clinic. She just needed an ultrasound to confirm a pregnancy so she could apply for benefits. And so we offered her to come up on the unit. It was a Hindu.
And you have an ultrasound in the unit?
A fully stocked, fully capable mobile unit.
Yes.
Praise God.
So we were able to bring her and her husband up on the unit. We did the ultrasound. We found a beautiful, active 11-week baby.
Provided
her with her documentation. But the sweetest part of the appointment was we shared the gospel with them.
Amen.
They were open to hearing about it. And we encouraged them to include the God of the Bible in their prayer in the morning. And I know that the Lord will grow that seed.
Yeah. Well, you know, scripture promises, if you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. So
yes.
we could pray for that couple. Absolutely. So is the mobile unit there frequently?
Unfortunately, at this point, it's there once a week. We want it out 5 days a week. But in order to do that, we need more funding and we need more staffing in order to do that.
Okay. Well, listen, let's take a break and come back. I still want answers to the, you know, what does a day look like for you guys? And then we'll get into the specific needs aspect of this because, you know, there are a lot of good volunteers, but an RV, ultrasound, technology, good staff people who deserve to get paid need funding. So let's talk about that when we come back. I'm Dave Smith, Illinois Family Action Spotlight. We'll be right back.
This is an Illinois Family Institute, illinoisfamily.org update.
The Ethics and Public Policy Center recently released a report revealing that the serious adverse event rate from the abortion drug mifepristone rose dramatically after the FDA under the Biden administration canceled the requirement for in-person doctor visits in 2023. This data revealed that there was a statistically significant increase of serious adverse events after the removal of these in-person visit requirements. In addition to this, there was a significant increase of mifepristone prescriptions during ectopic pregnancies. If you don't know, this is highly problematic because taking mifepristone during an ectopic pregnancy can be very deadly. For more information about the negative consequences of the abortion drug, visit illinoisfamily.org. That's illinoisfamily.org.
Need somewhere to belong? Try here. We're socialites. Find us at socialites.blog. We aim to cultivate meaningful friendships and create places for people to come together face to face.
We do weekly group, Bible study groups, swing dancing. We even do bonfires on occasion.
We also connect churches via their YA groups in the Chicagoland area.
We want to be the answer to the question of, where do you even meet people anymore? Come find us at socialites.blog. Check out some of the events we got going or any of the groups that we host regularly.
Socialites.blog.
Welcome back to our second portion of this episode of Illinois Family Spotlight. I am thrilled to be joined today by Elaine and Angela from Alliance Family Services, a crisis pregnancy center in Elgin and Schaumburg area. And they have a mobile unit that goes all over the place, but I suppose Downers Grove is a key place that they go to. Mostly those people in Downers Grove in the western suburbs, northwest suburbs, please pay attention. This is so important. Alliance Family Services need your support, prayer, volunteer, financial support for this organization and their important work. So, welcome back, Elaine and Angela. Before we took a break, I just asked you about the day to day operations. How many patients or women in crisis come in every day to your clinic there?
Well, certainly every day is different. We have many clients who come in, they schedule an appointment, some even walk in. So it could be 6, 10. What do you think, Angela?
I would say on a good busy day, we see between 5 and 6.
Okay.
On a slow day, maybe 1 or 2.
We'll also have those who come in for mentoring and for biblical discipleship. So I wanted to mention one other thing about the mobile unit. It's going out on March 21st. Please keep us in your prayers to Chicago, to the Loop, to that abortion clinic. And we're joining forces with Juan, with Love Life.
With Love Life. Excellent. Juan, I'm not going to try. Juan Elise Riesco. I think that's how you say it.
Yes.
I'm not good with names.
Sure you
are. Even when we read the Bible as a family, sometimes I have to punt to one of my kids and say, all right, you take this passage. Too many names. Anyway, so Love Life is a wonderful organization that is sidewalk counseling in front of the Chicago Planned Parenthood. And boy, to have a mobile unit out there to direct people to would be wonderful. So yeah. Let's keep that in prayer. March 21st. So I have an email from you, Elaine, that says our current needs include intercession and expansion of care. We've already talked about the mobile unit volunteer. Well, we didn't talk about volunteers for the mobile units. So let's take these one by one. Your needs, intercession.
Oh, we covet your prayers. As you know, we're on the front lines. This is a spiritual battle. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy.
Yes.
And we, in the name of the Lord, are fighting him. We want to see babies saved and women choose Christ.
Amen.
Well, you know, Dave, we know that there are some babies that we're going to lose, but we know that they're in the arms of Jesus, and we console one another in those moments. But those women need to find hope in this life, find healing from the hurt. They need faith in Christ. So we ask, please soften their hearts and their minds and their ears to hear what we're saying. Help us to communicate this message with excellence.
Yeah. Remove the veil from their eyes, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you're so right. This is a spiritual battle. I wish most Christians would see that. It's not a political battle. It's not a partisan battle. This is a spiritual battle because the enemy is roaming around seeking whom he can devour. And we know that every baby that is made in the image of God really irritates the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, he wants to eliminate, distract, or disable every image made in the image of God, every baby made in the image of God. I would just encourage everybody to put Alliance Family Service on your prayer list. Elaine and Angela, put them on your prayer list. Prayer is vital. I ask for it all the time on Facebook. I don't know how many are following me that are true believers, but I do realize the prayer covering is necessary. I will continue to pray for you. Now, let's tell everyone about the mobile unit volunteers. How can somebody help you get that mobile unit out on the road?
Well, first, we need drivers. It is a full-size RV, and I know I am not capable or comfortable driving that thing. Ideally, men that would be willing to drive the unit, pick it up in Elgin, drive it to the location, and stay with us while we're there. Yep. And then we need women to join the medical staff that would be on the unit that day should we get a woman to come on board, just to have another person on board with us during the appointment.
So, Angela, do you need to have a CDL for that big RV?
Just a big RV. No, just a driver's license.
Yeah, that could be intimidating. So, no, I get it. So, listen, guys, I might have to talk to you about volunteering once in a while because I do have a CDL and I drove a big school bus once in my lifetime. So,
awesome.
Those things don't bother me. So, anyway, as school bus drivers, if you're listening and you're Christian and you think this is something, hey, this is something you can do. Hey, talk to Angela and to Elaine. Here we've got expansion of care on my list. Financial donations are vital as we seek to hire more ultrasound-trained nurses. This will allow us to expand our hours and see more clients. More ultrasound units. They're not cheap, are they?
No, they're not. They're not. So last week, we had a young lady come into the office. The office was closed. She came in with her mother and the father of the baby. We were able to talk with her a little bit. But because the office was closed, we sent her to our Schaumburg location. We made an appointment for her a few hours later. And we learned that she canceled the appointment. It is vital that we are open 5 days a week. This is time sensitive here. We, as with every woman, we want to sit with her and offer her the opportunity for an ultrasound.
So this is a good time to advertise or highlight your website. Where do they find you? And I'm assuming they can make donations online.
Yes, actually, so we are formerly a TLC Pregnancy Center for your listeners who may not know that. And so at this point, you can go to tlcpregnancyservices.com and it will take you to the Alliance Family Services landing page.
Well, we'll make sure we put this in the podcast notes and in the article that we write that accompanies this podcast so people can go there. So you also have a big gala, maybe I should say. A Night for Life. It is a fundraising celebration of what God is doing in the Chicagoland area. Tell us about that event that you're planning for. Oh, April 28th. So it's not too far off.
Yes, it's a Tuesday night. It's going to be a night to remember. We're going to share about the goodness of the Lord and how he's worked and what he's done and share stories. And our executive director from Alliance, Jenna Cross, an amazing woman with fiery passion for this ministry, she will be speaking and it's going to be a fantastic night.
So tickets are available?
Yes. You can sign up on our website.
Okay. We'll make sure we promote that as well. Tell me about, did you say Alliance Cross?
No, the co-executive directors of Alliance Family Services are Jenna Cross and her husband, Steve.
Okay.
They are a fiery, passionate team for this ministry and for these clinics.
Excellent. Are they local or is this a nationwide network of pregnancy care centers?
Yes, it is. Their goal is to have 30 centers by the year 2030.
So right now, Alliance is in Wisconsin, Tennessee, and Illinois. We have a clinic in Illinois up in Zion, and then the TLC clinics will soon be officially Alliance clinics. And they start brand new clinics. They merge with existing ministries and to expand their services. And so I know that they've got some irons in the fire for another Tennessee location. Fargo, I think, is another one that is up and coming. So hot spots for abortion is really their target.
Well, let me suggest Carbondale, Illinois. Before Roe v. Wade was struck down, there were zero abortion clinics in Carbondale. Now there are three. And that should grieve our hearts because, as you mentioned, Tennessee, they're coming up from Memphis and they're coming up from Paducah, Kentucky. They're coming across from Indiana. All these red states have abortion restrictions. Illinois has none. To that point, you know, we're seeing up to 100,000 abortions now in Illinois, 100,000 a year, with 35,000 of those coming across state lines.
Right.
And so we are an abortion destination. And so the work that you're doing to offer hope and true choice to women in a crisis pregnancy center cannot be overemphasized. Any thoughts on where we are as a state? I know that you guys are probably very supportive of Neil Anderson's bill to ban abortion in Illinois altogether, but I'd love to hear your thoughts as we wrap up this podcast on the state of abortion in Illinois.
Abortion is the taking of an innocent human life.
Amen.
That was formed at conception. And that baby needs equal justice under the law.
Amen.
We need an end to abortion. What more can I say?
Yep. Human rights for the preborn. Absolutely. Angela?
I was struck that you said you made a statement about options. Our nurse, Liz, was on the website for the abortion clinic that we parked the mobile unit at. And they said, their website says, know your options. And when you click on that link, there's two options, chemical abortion or surgical abortion. So one of the biggest reasons that we do what we do is to inform with correct information that that isn't your only option.
That's right. That's right. Life. Choose life. That's, you know, we could talk more about chemical abortion. We could talk more about the hard cases, including rape and incest, or even human trafficking. Yeah. All these things are horrible wickedness in our culture, but we're called to be the salt and the light. And I am so glad that Angela and Elaine are doing this important work, throwing out the salt, being a bright light for Jesus in those communities that you're serving. I want to just say, God bless you. May God protect you and provide for you all the riches that you need to be able to do this work and for His glory and for His honor and for the sake of preborn babies and their mothers. Father, equip them, provide for them, and bless them. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Any final thoughts before we close this out?
I just want to say thank you for the important work that you do. And you are covered by prayer, at least by this clinic.
Yes.
Oh, I know it. I know it. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. Onward and upward. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you.
For more information about Illinois Family Spotlight, visit ifiaction.org. And to email questions and comments, do so at feedback@ifiaction.org.